Hare Krishna. In the articles section, you'll find the English translation of the new Hungarian religious law for those of you who are interested. It's lengthy, it's not short, but not that long. And today, we're celebrating Guru Purnima and the disappearance day of Srila Sanatana Goswami. These are both, in that sense, two celebrations that can join on the same full moon. Guru Purnima is the appearance day of Srila Vyasadev, and it's also of Srila Vyasadev. And it's also the disappearance of our great Acharya, Sanatana Goswami, who is also a Vyasadev. What is the meaning of Vyas? Vyas means one who divides, or it also means someone who actually describes something elaborately. Vyasadev appeared in this world in order to elaborately describe the absolute truth in Vedic literatures. And anyone who follows Vyasadeva and further elaborately describes that same absolute truth on the same principles, on the same tattva that Vyasadeva himself presents, he's also a Vyas. So Sanatana Goswami is also a Vyas that are members of our disciplic succession. Rupa Goswami, Srila Prabhupada, they're also a Vyas in the way that Srila Prabhupada in detail describes every verse of Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. This is the business of Vyasadev. And therefore Vyasadev lives with us, and that's why we accept, for instance, a living spiritual master, although Vyasadev is present at Badrikashram right now. But that's too far for us to go. And even if we go to his cave, because you can go to the cave that he's in, but you need to have eyes to be able to see him. And if someone isn't that qualified to have eyes, then you cannot receive instruction, or to speak of initiation, from Vyasadeva. Therefore, we need representative of Vyas coming in this disciplic succession who knows the same message and the same essential teachings, which are then always elaborated upon and detailed to explain them to us where we are in a language that we can understand, and to actually responsively communicate that to us. By responsively, I mean someone who tadvidi paripratina paripashnina seveya, who you can directly approach and speak to and see and ask specific questions regarding your specific questions on the path of devotional service. Sanatana Goswami was such a personality who was not only the acharya of our sampradaya at that time along with Rupa Goswami, but he was also the acharya of the Brijbasis. He was respected by everyone. He was so learned. He was so wise. He was not only just wise from the spiritual point of view, but he was the prime minister of Nawab Hussain Shah, and so he was also very wise from a practical point of view. And to the Brijbasis and other residents, devotees, sadhakas, perfected souls of Vrindavan, he was the guide and the shelter. Sanatana Goswami would live in different places. Sometimes he lived at with Madan Gopal, on Madan Mohan, on Dasaditya Tila. He lived at on the shores of Pavana Sarovara. He also lived in Manasi Ganga, by Chakleshwar Mahadev, and that was where he actually left his body. By the shores of Manasi Ganga, that is also where there is a name of a ghat, which was where Srimati Radharani would come and to cross to the other side of Manasaganga Lake to go to Haridev, who's on the other side, and worship the deity of Haridev, deity of Krishna. Although he looks like a deity of Narayan, he has four arms. And she would pick out a boatman who had an old boat. That boatman happened to be, of course, Krishna. And despite the fact that he was somewhat lethargic and not so inclined to row across to the other side, but still the gopis got, and his boat didn't look very worthy, seaworthy, lake worthy. Still she hired him, and there are so many versions of that story, because it happens repeatedly, of how the gopis have to throw overboard all of their milk products that they're bringing for Haridev. Srimati Radharani has to take shelter. How finally they travel through the waters of Manasi Ganga, enjoying boating and singing. It's a very wonderful pastime in which Sanatana Goswami, in his eternal identity as Labanga Manjari, or somewhere it's also written as Rathi Manjari, he would also participate, and Sanatana Goswami used to live there by that shore of Manasi Ganga and meditate on these pastimes of the Lord. And on this day he entered into that pastime. Such an extraordinary personality that his company was sought out for, even by Lord Shiva, who was also residing there. He's residing there as Chakleshwar Mahadev. He was installed by Vajra. And when Sanatana Goswami wanted to leave there because of such an infestation of mosquitoes, then he appeared in the form of a Brahmin and assured Sanatana Goswami, "You just stay here and the mosquitoes will go." And since that time, it said there are no mosquitoes there by that area of Manasi Ganga. So Sanatana Goswami then entered into Samadhi on this day, to the great sorrow of all of the devotees. And Jiva Goswami brought his body back, and according to his will, he was placed in Samadhi by the foot of Dvadasa Dityatila. Devotees can go there and see. It's a very, very wonderful and peaceful place. So on this day, although Srila Prabhupada emphasized to us that we worship our spiritual master's appearance day on his personal appearance, to emphasize that he is a person, an individual who is representing Vyasadeva, but still we should recognize and offer that respect, since it is Guru Purnima, and it's used that way. Guru Purnima referring to Guru Vyasadeva, but Guru refers to our own Guru as well, and it's because both of them are Vyas, both of them are explaining in detail, elaborately explaining the process of devotional service and how to actually go back home, back to Godhead, of which the embodiment and the perfect example of Guru we see in the example of Sanatana Goswami, who is the personification of the Diksha Guru, as Madan Mohan is the Sambandha Vigraha, and Govindaji is the Abhideya, and Rupa Goswami is the Shiksha Guru. Sanatana Goswami represents the Diksha Guru, from whom we receive both transcendental knowledge and mantras by which to free us from the results of past sinful activities and to enlighten our hearts with real attachment and affection for Krishna. which qualifies us to attain that which they're describing in detail, and that's the lotus feet of the Lord. Hare Krishna.